Excuse me. Excuse me. You're awake, aren't you? Oh, I know you're awake. Your eyes are shut, but I can tell. Your breathing is different when you're sleeping. The rhythm when you're asleep is like a slow melody. Of course, it's a melody when you're awake as well, but it's much faster then. And right now, your sweet, sweet breathing is very fast. So I know you're really awake. I don't blame you for pretending to be asleep, since I barged into your room like this, uninvited. What if I was someone who came to steal from you? Or if I came to abduct you or hurt you? There are so many frightful possibilities for an intruder entering your room like this, unannounced. I must have spooked you. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you. That's a bit difficult, though, isn't it? To not scare you. When I look like this, I mean. I've got these demonic-looking wings, like I came straight out of hell. And these glowing horns. They look so threatening, don't they? I think so. Of course, I don't mean to be threatening, but I've even got a tail. Like I'm some sort of freak. But I'm not a freak. It's me. Do you remember? I still look kind of similar, don't you think? We've spent so much time together, and have known each other for so long. I hope you still recognize me. I'm your guardian angel. The one who's always loved you, cared for you, protected you. I'm the one who's tended you when you were sick, comforted you when you were scared. I've always been by your side. Until about a week ago. And I mean always. When you slept, when you woke, when you went out or when you came home, I've shadowed you always. It wasn't only my sacred duty, but also my pleasure. Which should go without saying, because I'm your guardian angel. Well, I was, anyway. I'm sure you can see I'm not much of an angel anymore. My wings are rather tattered now. My halo snapped in half and became these horns. More than that, I lack that certain heavenly aura, and there's clearly nothing holy about me anymore. Even so, I hope you can still think of me as your guardian. Although, to put it bluntly, I've fallen. That's why I disappeared a week ago. While I kept vigil over you as you slept, as I always do, I went to caress your face. My only thoughts were of how precious you looked, how precious you are, and in a moment of weakness, I felt the urge to, oh, kiss your forehead. Not out of appropriate heavenly adoration, but out of romantic love. Oh, it fills me with shame still to have broken my vow of chastity so brazenly. To want to kiss my charge. The tether between myself and heaven severed the moment I lost control. I was so focused reaching for your adorable face that I didn't notice at first that my hand had transformed. No longer was it the tender hand of an angel. Instead, it had grown demonic. My nails sharpened, darkened. My skin lost its celestial glow. There were other changes, too. The ones you can see. My battered wings. The broken halo. The tail. I was so ashamed and scared. What would you think of me? Would you fear me? Would you hate me? Be disgusted with me? Oh, I didn't know. So, I ran. I simply couldn't face you. I couldn't bear for you to see my shameful condition. I couldn't stand to learn what you'd think of me for breaking my vows. But I gathered my courage, and I've returned. I'm here to face you and come to terms with reality. I have fallen. There is no going back. And I need to learn your feelings on the matter. Even if I might not like your answer. Of course, that isn't the only reason I'm here. The truth is, I'm starving for you. Slowly wasting away without you. And not just in a I love you so much I'm emotionally starving for your company kind of way. I am starving for you in that way too, of course, but you see, oh, how do I put this? Well, I suppose there isn't really a light way to say it, so I'll explain plainly. I'm a succubus. An angel's thoughts are meant to be pure. Pride, greed, anger, envy. Any sin can cause a fall. And with the fall comes a fitting punishment. My descent was caused by a romantic urge. And so, my curse is to be a succubus. To hunger for human love and never be sated. I don't blame you, of course. It isn't your fault I fell from grace. My thoughts are mine, and I lost control of them. I should have known I was falling in love with you. I think I did, and ignored it. This is a fitting sentence. I just couldn't get you out of my head. I still can't get you out of my head. When I see you sleep, when I watch you smile, when you stare off into space and think, oh, it's enough to drive me insane. I can only hope some of your thoughts turn toward me. Do they? Do you harbor any feelings of your own for me? I know that you have thought of me in ways that are hardly proper to think of an angel. Now that I'm free to entertain the idea, that knowledge makes my mind wander, to say the least. I restrain myself, of course, because I love you, and not just in a lewd way. I love you with all my heart. I dedicate my every atom to you. All the years I've spent faithfully taking care of you attest to my devotion. Lust corrupted me, but I love you still. I always will. And so, I come to my main point. You must know that a succubus has needs, right? We don't subsist on normal food. We feed on humans. And, well, although I could, I don't want to feed from anyone but you. You're the only one I've loved for all these years. The only one that I've been absolutely fanatical over. That's why, when I transformed, I decided to save myself for you. It hurts me to starve myself like this. I'm so weak. I don't have any energy. But I refuse to be with anyone but you. If you won't give yourself to me, then I won't have anyone. I'd rather perish from starvation, gladly. And please don't feel any guilt if I do. But I don't have to. If you're willing to help me. Do you get what I'm saying? So would you like to be mine? Since you're the only one who can replenish my power? You don't have to be shy. I know you've thought of me romantically before. I'm right here, you know? If you want to tell me anything, if you want to confess, anything at all you want from me, all you need do is ask. Why don't you give it a try? I promise you won't be disappointed. No? Are you too shy? Well, it is a large step to take, I admit. To dive straight into something so completely risque with a demon of lust. Perhaps if I take the lead? Here. How would you like to hold my hand, That's pretty salacious, I think. Maybe I'm being a bit Puritan here, but personally, I think hand-holding is quite lewd. Strange words to come from a succubus, I know, but I can't help it. That's just me. I only became one very recently, after all. And you know, since it's something sordid, maybe I'll be able to get some energy out of it. Maybe it'll be enough that my strength will return to me. Wouldn't that just be wonderful? Wouldn't you like to do that for me, my darling? So, what do you say? My hand is right here, eagerly begging for yours. Would you like to hold my hand? Oh, wow. This is amazing and super filthy. Oh, I can't believe my naked hand is holding your naked hand. Oh, I feel my eyes will roll back in their sockets in ecstasy. And I thought I was impure before. Oh, but this takes the cake. This takes the whole bakery. Oh dear. I don't think I'm getting any energy out of this. At least not enough to survive on. Maybe we need to do something a bit dirtier? What do you think we could do? Do you have any ideas? Oh, I know. Maybe we could try hugging? Hugging is also pretty spicy, don't you think? I mean, two people just wrapping around each other, that seems textbook obscene. And I'm a succubus now, so I'm basically an authority on that kind of thing. So, take my word for it. Hugging is definitely the kind of degeneracy we need right now. So, here. My arms are wide open. Won't you wrap yours tightly around me? Give me a nice, warm hug. Oh. There we go. How's that? Oh, this hug is so good. I feel like they just let me back into heaven. Oh, I'm even getting a little tingle of energy. Ah. You're spoiling me so much with this hug. I hope you feel spoiled as well. I'd like to think you do. You're hugging me so tightly. I really appreciate your enthusiasm, but it's all right, sweetheart. I'm not going anywhere. You don't have to hold me in place like this. After all, I'm your guardian angel. Well, guardian succubus now. I've been with you for so long. I'm never leaving you again. Even if I'm a demon now, that'll never change what I feel for you. Still, I appreciate it. Especially since I feel like it gives me a pass to hold you more tightly as well. You know, as hardcore as this hugging is, it still doesn't quite feel smutty enough. I think we might have to get really raunchy. Now, brace yourself. I know this sounds crazy. I know it'll be shocking and completely over the top. But what if? Just what if you kissed me right on the forehead? I mean, if it made me fall from grace, it must be X-rated, right? It's maybe the third most lewd thing I can think of. Perhaps even the second. After a peck on the lips, you know? Oh, but that's downright taboo. We should probably save that for last. But a kiss on the forehead? What do you think? Now, I know we've only just started doing these kinds of things today, so it might be moving a bit quickly, but oh, I've been hungry all this time, and well, I know you won't leave me like this. I've had a little energy, but I don't think it's enough. So what do you say? Will you kiss me on the forehead? Oh! Oh, wow. You're really nodding your head so eagerly, aren't you? Oh. Oh, that's exactly the sort of reaction I love to see. So then, I guess that settles that, doesn't it? You can kiss me. Now, close your eyes for me, won't you, sweetheart? Oh, this is too wicked for you to see.